I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we wrapped up our celebration of Pride Month with a list of amazing books. This week, we're exploring one that is just released in paperback for the first time, Lincoln and the American Founding by Lucas E. Morrell, part of the Concise Lincoln Library. SIU Press's Concise Lincoln Library series features roughly 30 titles. Through short, focused books, each concentrating on a different area of Lincoln's life and career, the Concise Lincoln Library brings fresh perspectives to well-known topics, investigates previously overlooked subjects, and explores in greater depth topics that have not previously received book-length treatment. In Lincoln and the American Founding, a persuasive work of intellectual history, Lucas E. Morrell argues that the most important influence on Abraham Lincoln's political thought and practice was what he learned from the leading figures of, and documents from, the birth of the United States. In this systematic account of those principles, Morrell compellingly demonstrates that to know Lincoln well is to understand thoroughly the founding of America. With each chapter describing a particular influence, Morrell leads readers from the founding father, George Washington, to the founding documents, the Declaration of Independence and Constitution, to the founding compromise over slavery, and finally to a consideration of how the original intentions of the founding fathers should be respected in light of experience, progress, and improvements over time. Within these key discussions, Morrell shows that without the ideals of the American Revolution, Lincoln's most famous speeches would be unrecognizable, and the character of the nation would have lost its foundation on the universal principles of human equality, individual liberty, and government by the consent of the governed. Lincoln thought that the principles of human equality and individual rights could provide common ground for a diverse people to live as one nation, and that some old things, such as the political ideals of the American founding, were worth preserving. He urged Americans to be vigilant in maintaining the institutions of self-government and to exercise and safeguard the benefits of freedom for future generations. Morrell posits that adopting the way of thinking and speaking Lincoln advocated, based on the country's founding, could help mend our current polarized discourse and direct the American people to employ their common government on behalf of a truly common good. Lucas E. Morrell is the John K. Boardman Jr. Professor of Politics at Washington and Lee University. His publications include Measuring the Man, the writings of Frederick Douglass on Abraham Lincoln, Lincoln and Liberty, Wisdom for the Ages, and Lincoln's Sacred Effort, Defining Religion's Role in American Self-Government. He is a member of the U.S. Semiquincentennial Commission, former president of the Abraham Lincoln Institute, board member of the Jack Miller Center, and consultant on exhibits at the National Archives, National Park Service, and Library of Congress. James M. McPherson, author of The War That Forged a Nation, Why the Civil War Still Matters, says, with admirable clarity and conciseness, Morrell explores Lincoln's political philosophy and its roots in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The discussion of how Lincoln used these iconic documents in his treatment of the issue of slavery is particularly incisive and valuable. This is an important contribution to the literature on the 16th president. In the preface to the paperback edition, Morrell writes, in 2026, Americans will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the birth of their nation. The best celebrations will contain some element of civic education, a recollection of words and deeds from the founding of the United States that represent its best intentions and achievements. The thesis of Lincoln and the American Founding is that in studying the speeches and actions of Abraham Lincoln, one learns important lessons about the founder's intentions. At a time when the nation faced a crisis of identity so vast that it led to a civil war, Lincoln taught his fellow citizens that the ideals of the American Founding were worth defending. He found those ideals in the Declaration of Independence. As he put it prior to his first inauguration as president, I have never had a feeling politically that did not spring from the sentiments embodied in the Declaration of Independence. Lincoln staked his political aspirations and the perpetuation of the American Union on a consistent appeal to the spirit of 76, and fought not only with guns but also with words to sustain the nation's commitment to the promise of the American Revolution. Frederick Douglass, perhaps Lincoln's closest rival in appealing to the nation's noblest principles, understood Lincoln's appeal to loyal Americans as an appeal to what they professed to believe was good about their country and about themselves. As Douglass eulogized the martyred president in June 1865, the American people saw in him a full-length portrait of themselves. In him they saw their better qualities represented, incarnated and glorified, and as such they loved him. Douglass argued that Lincoln showed Americans that they could be better than they had been. They were not fated to remain the worst version of themselves. Like the Constitution of old, dedicated to form a more perfect union, the American people, guided by the founding principles, could become a more perfect version of themselves. That version had to be dedicated, as Lincoln famously declared, to a new birth of freedom, where government of the people, by the people, for the people, would now include over 3 million newly emancipated Black Americans. Can Americans in 2026, like Americans in 1776, become a better version of themselves, heeding what Lincoln called the better angels of their nature? They can if they remain faithful to the path laid out by the founding generation and preserved by Lincoln and fellow Americans who believe that the original principles were, in the words of Douglass, saving principles. Lincoln and the American Founding presents a concise introduction to those principles as articulated by the greatest student of America. It also presents Lincoln's understanding of how the founding generation grappled with the greatest contradiction to the American experiment in self-government, namely racial slavery. and looking to Lincoln during America's civic quincentennial, readers will receive a civic education of the highest order as they learn the principles and practices of the longest surviving republic in human history. In doing so, they should find sufficient instruction and inspiration to maintain that freedom and perpetuate that union for which America has stood for a quarter of a millennium. You can buy your own copy of Lincoln and the American Founding from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about more titles the press is shining a spotlight on for America's 250th birthday. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.